This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you again. Can you give us an update on what's going on with the fires? Was there, did I read correctly that there was a little bit of rain yesterday?
There was a little bit of rain yesterday, which obviously was very welcome, and with varying degrees of intensity in different places, any rain in this particular time is not only welcome, but is extremely important given what's been happening. So essentially there are two major stories concerning the Jewish community right now. The bushfires, obviously, which is impacting the entire nation. And where we are today, that in New South Wales, the state where Sydney's located, there are approximately 120 to 150 fires happening at the moment with varying degrees of intensity. A small number of them uncontrolled, the majority of them, the word contained is being used, so which is good news. Mm. But then obviously there are major, big concern right now is the state to the south of New South Wales is Victoria. That's where Melbourne is located. And while there is no border as such, there is actually a border on the map. And the concern is that a major fire in New South Wales and a major fire in Victoria might actually join up. Mm. And obviously, which will just take the disaster to a whole another level. As from the Jewish community's perspective, the community in varying ways is doing what it can to help with the relief. And just to go back one step, in many of the towns which have been directly impacted, the banks or shops, because electricity has been impacted and power grids have been impacted, some places and facilities, petrol stations are unable to use credit cards. In other words, they can only take cash. So money is at a premium. And so so Jewish community now, both through the philanthropy of well-heeled individuals, plus my own organization, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, have contributed as of this morning approximately $5 million. A number of very generous philanthropists have put in $1 million each from the Jewish community, that is. The Jewish Board of Deputies, we raised $500,000 and plus continuing to come in. And we are taking advice from an organization called Emergency Services as to where best to disperse those funds. As I mentioned yesterday, there's one Jewish couple in an area just south of Sydney, living in a mountainous area, but right in slap bang in the middle of all of the above, who have completely, they lost their entire home and all their possessions. There's been a separate, and they belong to Emmanuel Synagogue, which is one of the largest synagogues here in Sydney, and the synagogue and others have launched an appeal to help this family. And I just checked a little while ago, almost $20,000 has been raised to help them. And then plus, people are also coming forward with assistance in kind, you know, as in baby goods and clothing, et cetera, et cetera. So the Jewish community, both privately and organizationally, is doing what it can and encouraging people to help, you know, in any way they can, in the face of this catastrophe. And then in addition to that, assistance in the form of firefighters has come in from overseas, the United States, Canada. I had a call from an Israeli group of firefighters offering to send in 15 firefighters, and I've obviously forwarded that on to the authorities, and it's for them to, you know, accept
Are they asking local volunteers to get involved, or at this stage, is it still being professionally handled?
It's being professionally handled, but they're not asking for volunteers. There are literally thousands of volunteers who are stepping up as voluntary firefighters. However, the government has called in army reservists, which has never been done before for such a situation. And army reservists being called in. And in fact, they've called back some army units from overseas who were deployed. Well, they were on a R&R, having been deployed in the Middle East. They were then given time out to basically just, you know, take a break. They've called back some of those units from overseas to come back and assist. assist with relief, assist with the evacuation from particular areas. And so they're not calling for volunteers, but there are thousands of volunteers who amazingly have stepped up. And in fact, the government has actually announced that because volunteers are being who have stepped up will be away from their jobs and in some cases, you know, self-employed for far longer than anticipated, the government has announced that it's going to allocate several thousand dollars to each volunteer to defray some of their lost earnings, which they will have sustained because they're away from, you know, their jobs or their professions.
Unbelievable. Such a sad situation. It's interesting. Clive saying, what about fireworks? Interesting that, the fine New Year's fireworks certainly went on as usual in Sydney.
It went on in Sydney. It was cancelled in many of the regional and rural areas which were close to the actual fires themselves. And there was debate within Sydney, should it go ahead or not, debate at the government level, at the premier level. And the decision was taken because so many millions of dollars had already been invested and as a tourism attraction and at the same time, but part of the fireworks display was an appeal for people to donate, to help, et cetera, et cetera. So it was sort of leveraged into an appeal for people to give funds for bushfire relief at the same time.
Vic, can you give us an update, and a quick summary on the Malkalifa case? Where are we? What is the case for anybody who hasn't listened to our discussions before? And where are we?
So the case, very briefly, is that Malkalifa, who was principal of a school at Das, which is an ultra-Orthodox school in Melbourne, in 2008, allegations emerged that she would be charged with the number was 73 charges of child sexual abuse, and obviously innocent until proven guilty. She very quickly left the country and has been in Israel since then, so we're talking a decade and slightly more. Since then, there have been over 60, as in 60, court hearings relating to whether or not she is mentally, psychologically fit to be extradited back to Australia to face a court hearings here in Australia. And why, and what is happening now, and the latest development in this terrible saga is that a man called Yaakov Litzman, who has been the Israeli deputy health minister, has right now by Bibi himself been appointed health minister. Bibi was holding the health portfolio. He is now appointed Yaakov Litzman health minister. Now, why is that relevant to the Malkalifa case? Is that the Israeli police themselves have recommended that he be charged with obstructing justice, obstructing the justice system to take place for Malkalifa to get a proper court hearing as to whether or not she's fit to be extradited back to Australia. And now, again, innocent until proven guilty, but the Israeli police themselves are saying that Mr. Litzman needs to be investigated on the suspicions that he has interfered with the process. And adding to this whole matzah pudding is that there have been conflicting psychiatric evaluations as to whether she is or isn't mentally able to come back to Australia. And so right now, as I say, Yaakov Litzman, who the police have said that about him, has now been promoted from deputy health minister to health minister. And what is happening now is, notwithstanding the very close relationship between Australia and Israel, and obviously Australian Jewish community is one of the most Zionist communities in the world, but across the board, Jewish leaders here are slamming the absolutely appalling process that's taking place in Israel, or lack of process that's taking place, including this very latest development, where the deputy health minister has been promoted to health minister, notwithstanding the Israeli police recommendations that he has blocked due process here.
What a terrible,
it's a sad situation.
Very. And sorry, Vic, this has already impacted. We've seen the strain that this has caused on the relationship between Australia and Israel. What a strange decision for Netanyahu to have made.
Well, it is a strange decision, but then when I say it makes sense, I'm putting that in inverted commas, because what seems to be happening is that he seemingly needs Yaakov Litzman's vote to keep him, to give him a majority in the Knesset. Hmm. So what he's doing seemingly is putting his own political survival over the moral integrity of having Litzman promoted in the cabinet with this whole mess that's happening around him. And so you have a situation where just days ago, the Australian Attorney General flew to Israel to go and talk to the Israeli Attorney General and Justice Minister about this issue. You know, we've had the Australian Prime Minister and MPs and premiers of the different states saying to Israel, you know, what's going on? I mean, it's just a blight on, you know, Australia is one of Israel's closest allies.
That's what makes it so bizarre. That this has been allowed to happen and it's gone on for so long.
Exactly right.
You know, and it's not as though she'd be extradited to a country where she won't see real justice and there isn't due process. She's going to be, she would be extradited to a country that would give her the full rights as recognized by almost every liberal country in the world. So the absurdity of this is, or the embarrassment of this, I think, is absolutely terrible. Vic Aladeth, that's unfortunately where
what we haven't even mentioned is those who claim to be victims of this individual who are just feeling the ongoing pain and angst that their case hasn't yet been heard for over a decade now.
Absolutely. And that's of course where the terrible, the agony of this lies. Vic Aladeth, thank you as always. We'll definitely be catching up with you, sooner than later just to get an update as to, what is happening in Australia with the fires. Vic is the CEO, of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.